Welcome to episode 67 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode we got ghost stories for Category G. Ghost stories is something special, by the way. But, real quick. The anime series was created in 2000 by Aniplex in Europe for Fuji Television in Japan, obviously. It came to America in 2005, blah, 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 blah. What's really weird, though, is that there's a weird English dub for it. It's not like a normal dub. So if you read the sub, or if you watch the sub, it's like an actual anime. It's a story.
Yeah, it's actually rather boring.
Boring as f***.
I looked through it a little bit, yeah. It's kind of dull.
It's extremely dull. But for whatever reason...
I know the reason.
Well, okay, well, you can tell us, it's like, for whatever reason, the dub is a made-up script.
Right. They just did their own thing. So, what happened is, in Japan... Ghost Stories bombed.
Oh, yeah?
Terribly. So, when they went to do the dub, the people behind it says, we just want you to keep the similar story background, how you killed the demons, because it's based on Asian
lore. Also, because you can't really change what you're seeing on screen versus what you're hearing. You can only change what you're hearing.
Right, Asian lore, and something else. There was only three requirements, said, and then they said, do whatever you need to make it profitable.
And what's funny is, I'm looking at the wiki, and if you look at the original, the tag is for genre is horror supernatural, but the US version is dark comedy.
Right.
Which is fitting.
It is. So the history behind this is very, very interesting. Like, if you look up Ghost Stories English dub, it says the best worst dub ever made.
Yeah, which I can agree with.
So, because, I mean...
It's hard to listen to at a lot of times, but f*** me if it isn't funny sometimes.
Yeah, it just...
I roar with laughter at least once an episode.
It's hard to, like... It's episodic.
Which I hate.
So, essentially, these two kids and their dad move into their grandparents' old house because their mother died. And then
the mother was the principal at the school?
No, that was the grandmother.
Whatever.
Yeah. The mother died, whatever. It doesn't matter. None of it actually matters. The actual story behind it...
It doesn't matter.
The actual story to the anime does matter. But
essentially what the story is that they find out that there's demons and stuff, and they can banish them.
Well, there's two schools. There's the new school that was just built, and then the old school, which is supposed to be haunted. And right next door. And it's haunted by ghosts and demons and stuff like that. And through the Japanese sub one, they're just... fighting these demons.
That's all it is. It's a very dull story of encountering demons and devils.
And it's very serious and very...
Yeah.
You can tell...
More monotoned.
Yeah, you could tell, like, when it's so jarring in the dub, when there's this swell of music that's supposed to be sympathetic and stuff like that, and then they just...
Lay this line.
They just throw out a line here, and I'm trying...
There's so many of them. Like, there's one... This wasn't necessarily that, but there's one scene where the kid's running track and he's trying to get faster for whatever reason, and the other kid, the older one, is, like, looking at him and saying, hey... Imagine there's a black guy behind you, so he'll run faster. There's so many stupid, dumb jokes like that.
Yeah.
Some of them are better than others.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's...
A lot of Jewish jokes.
There's a lot of Jewish jokes.
The one kid that was running, he's apparently very Jewish. Uh-huh. A lot of sex jokes.
Yeah. The first... There's the two girls in it. There's an ongoing theme with them that they're being hit on by lesbians throughout the whole show.
And the second main girl is ultra Christian.
Ultra Christian.
Hilariously
like,
so.
Saying how they're going to burn in hell and you're sinners and stuff like that.
It's so funny. And like they do such a great job sometimes of just quietly delivering a line.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, what? What did they say?
Like the first episode, we're watching it and there's a line here and there and it's like, she's sticking her head out, and the dad says, put your head in or you're going to get your head cut off.
Very early right. on. And then, the first big lines, actually.
Yeah, that was... That. So
you're like, what?
Yeah, we heard it. We're like, okay. But then they finally go into the haunted house, and they get scared to run in, and she says, evil ghosts won't kill us. They only hurt evil people like Republicans. And me and you looked at each other, like, what did you just say?
We had to rewind it.
Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
Oh my god, that was so funny.
So then our friend came over and we're like, you have to listen to this part. And he listened to it. He's like, I didn't. All she said was what we heard.
Because it was very quick. Yeah,
they first time. We had to rewind it again. It was like, that's how fast they do it. It's just ridiculous with how out of nowhere it is. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's five main characters, essentially.
Yep, there's the... I would say teenager girl. We don't know their names. Teenager girl and her little brother that move into the town.
The teenage girl, she's got you know, she's the demon. She's got the spiritual powers.
She finds the book from her grandmother.
But her personality in this is she's kind of like, she's very abrasive.
Well, in the dub at least.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to say, explain what the characters are in the dub, because we didn't really watch this dub. But so she's very abrasive. She's got, you know, she's always being hit on by girls and stuff. Yeah. According to the dub.
And always being hit on by her next door neighbor.
Right, who is like this really stupid, very perverted, very, it's like, you could tell in the sub that this was a love angle.
Oh, yeah, they were, you know, they had a tiny little love thing.
They're elementary school.
They're constantly falling on each other, stuff like that.
It's just elementary, they're supposed to be, it's a love for elementary school. They said elementary school several times. Oh. Yeah, elementary school several times, but in the dub, it's like, are you pregnant? Or, you know, everyone's a slut.
She's constantly trying to look at her panties, saying she's got a fat ass.
Yeah, the Christian apparently was a drug addict and a slut who was in the hospital at the same time with her mother while she was dying, and the mother was hitting on her because the mother and grandmother were apparently lesbians, secret lesbians. It was
the show's outrageous.
Yeah,
they put so much work into this dub. Like there's points where there's lows,
right? Oh,
where
yeah.
you kind of get bored. But the highs and the connecting plot lines of it. It's great.
It's just, like, you can tell she's killing a demon and the music's swelling and stuff like this. And she's killing this one girl ghost. And she says, why does lesbians always hit me? And it's this hit on me. And it's just like this. And then there's like five different times where it's like there's a ring type monster in it. And like, we keep ripping off the ring every episode. And it's like.
Yeah, they said that multiple times. It's like the fifth ring encounter we've had.
Yeah. And then there's the kid with the glasses who's a Jew. That's his whole character. And there's so many funny Jew jokes. There are some Jew jokes that I didn't even catch on to until later. Like, he keeps saying how I'm not paying for things in cheap and stuff.
Which you don't really realize until they start being outrageous with the Jew jokes.
And I didn't pick up onto it until like halfway through the series. And I'm like, oh.
They'll be like, they'll go out to eat and they'll be like, oh, he's gonna pay for it. And he's like, but why me?
Can't we go somewhere cheaper?
God damn.
And they show his parents and a couple of, and they're just, there's thick Jewish accents. Are ridiculous.
They'll cut to like a gay teacher with a lisp.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Just for no reason. The little brother. They straight up say he's retarded, like he's a special needs kid. Half his dialogue is just him going, ah, rah, rah, yeah, can't understand a word he's saying. It's so bad. There's so many stupid moments. Like, they end up going into this abandoned, like, complex. And instead of it being like an abandoned complex, they say, this is the projects where all the black people live. And it's like, it's so racist. It's so funny,
though. But some of the looks don't quite land.
No. Some of the jokes are pretty bad.
Sometimes they're too over the top.
But yeah, but it's like overtly racist, overtly sexist. It's got like any vile thing you can think of is in this. But
I don't feel like it's malicious.
It's not malicious at all. It's just like, okay,
that was just said.
This is our joke. Yeah. This is what we're doing here. This is what this show is. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it.
The one episode, the Jewish kid is online looking. Oh, I forget the website, but it's like young Jewish sluts or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And like, there's another episode where he's talking about how you can take his digital camera and upload pictures to MySpace or young Jewish sluts or whatever it was. Oh, man. And you can really tell when the dub was made because they reference MySpace and Netflix being really expensive.
Yeah. They
One or two other things.
There's a lot of pop culture. A lot.
Which is good.
there's a lot of Hot Country that I didn't get. I didn't know some of the stuff they were talking about. Yeah. Like, some of the names they say, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, who that is, or what that is, so.
Obscure reference that, you know, only some people are going to get.
Right.
That's funny, guys. I don't know if I can recommend it, but it's funny. You're going to laugh if you watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you're not watching it for the story.
Yeah, you're not watching it for the animation. You're watching it because the dub is funny as f***.
But it wasn't hard to get through.
No, not at all. And it's what's kind of enjoyable about it is you don't really need to watch it.
Yeah,
you
no.
Just listen to it. Nah. You can really just podcast it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Watching it helps a bit.
I mean,
like having it on screen while you're maybe like you're, I don't know, looking at something on your phone. It's right.
But
next
the
to
dub
it.
Doesn't really match the anime as far as story goes.
It does a little bit. Like if there's a they still do the monster plot in the dub, but just not very well.
Right.
It's not the center of it.
No, I mean it's like. It's hard to explain, honestly. Like, there's so many episodes that you could just go through. I mean, we didn't even mention the first episode, they fight this first demon, and then they banish him, and he gets stuck in their cat.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then
they got a talking
now cat. They got a talking cat demon who's
black
just...
cat, obviously, with different color eyes.
Yeah. Who wasn't particularly funny or outrageous. Or
no, anything. He was just kind of there, pissed off he was in a cat's body.
Yeah. And he's just there to disrupt and stuff like that. He was probably the most normal character in it. Probably by design, honestly.
The talking cat's the normal character.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's it. Like, there's not a whole lot more to this. It's just outrageous jokes over and over and over again.
Like, yeah, and even the side characters are nuts. There's this one episode where, for some reason, they have to have elected officials to take care of their pets.
Yeah.
And then the one girl who's in charge of it is, like, super crazy, super out there. Like, she's... Like, the main girl comes up to her and she hands her this little doll and says, here, you can have my, because she's sewing little doll, you can have my, whatever the doll's name is, we're not together anymore, as if they were dating or something like that. And then that whole episode's about them taking care of rabbits, and then Pet Cemetery happens.
Yeah, and they reference Stephen King.
And stuff like that, yeah. So everything's just...
It's funny. It's funny, and if you want something outrageous that's going to make you laugh, that you don't have to pay too close attention to, this is it.
I don't think there's anything else quite like this.
No, yeah, this is, as far as I can tell, it's very unique.
I think this is the only one that you'll find that is just...
I would love to see another one of these. Not next episode or the episode after that, but at some point I would love to watch something else like this.
Yeah, something like...
With as much care into writing the dub.
Yeah, I mean...
the same level.
They thought about their jokes, because there's a whole streamline. There's jokes that last from first episode to last episode. They, like, go all the way through. Like, there's a running gag about Christian Slater's dying career. Just throughout the whole thing.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I guess that's more relevant to the 2000s. You know what I mean? Now it's dead.
Yeah. But
it's not dying anymore.
But, like, he goes so far as, like, the Jewish kid gets sucked down into almost like a hell, and all the dead people are getting onto the River Styx boats, and he goes through different people on there, and he says, oh, there's Christian Slater's dead career, too. Getting on there. For no reason. I'm like, okay.
It could have, maybe it was an inside joke, like one of them worked with him at some point and they knew him. That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was a funny show. And honestly, I thought it was going to be a lot like Cromartie High School, where the first episode was really, really funny, but then it just grated on you after a while.
Yeah, it was too much.
It was just too much.
You wanted to fall asleep.
Because it died out, but no.
Really, they didn't do that.
No, though, because it was...
Surprisingly.
Because it was outrageous throughout, but it still had a show to produce.
Yeah.
It didn't focus.
Cromartie didn't have that.
Cromartie was designed to be a comedy anime, you know? So it was like, it was designed to be certain ways. This one was already built a certain way, and it was just so... Putting the outrageous dub on top made it work, I think.
It worked, and I don't know if a different group of people could pull it off. I don't know who that group of people is, but fucking did it. I don't know if another group of people could do something like that.
I mean...
That was special.
I think it says the dub name in the wiki.
Yeah, I clicked off
it. You clicked off of it? Of course you did.
Go ahead, talk about something. I'll pull it up.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Talk about something else.
I don't have anything else.
You don't have anything else?
No, because you put me on the spot. See, you brought it up. It wasn't that hard.
Let's see. English Network, Anime Network. So whoever they had working on it, Anime Network, did the dub.
No, it's just English. Go back up and...
English sub, unedited and uncensored under the title Ghosts at School with its respective version. South Asia.
by ADV Films. Oh, marketed by ADV Films.
But English Network, Anime Network. Well, I guess it was aired on Anime Network.
Yeah.
Studio. It was interesting trying to figure that out. Who did the dub?
Yeah. ADV Dub.
Okay, so ADV. So, ADV. Whatever team they had at ADV was the ones that are responsible for this amazing dub.
All right, so we looked up ADV Studio Films or whatever. Yes,
things that they've dubbed and had licenses for. They, a little panic.
They have a lot on there. They actually did Cromartie High School, unfortunately.
Yeah, them
but
a lot.
It looks like that if they have free reign to do what they want, it would they could do
they put,
something.
They put their full weight behind it, big studio.
Yeah, so they could do it. So it's just, I guess it really depends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's nothing else really to talk about.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Rating, and then we'll see what you would.
All right, ratings. Shit.
I can't rate this as a regular anime. As a regular anime, it's shit. But for what it is and what they aim to do, it's 10 out of 10. What they wanted to do with the dub was fantastic. They succeeded.
They succeeded what they wanted to do, but it's not really.
Yeah, as a regular anime, it's terrible.
It's an objective.
It's a 4. It's not middle of the road.
Let's take the crappiness and combine it with the good dub and make it middle of the road and just give it
maybe,
a straight.
Maybe a little bit better.
Give it a 5 or 6.
Yeah.
If you watch the dub, it's about a five or six. Just from
you're gonna laugh
from just purely from an anime standpoint. The sub, I'd probably go lower, 2 or 3, because it's not that great. Yeah. So that was Ghost Stories. So what else did we have? Gossick.
Gossick.
And
wasn't
Ghost,
a huge fan of that.
And Ghost of the Shell.
Wasn't a huge fan of that. I'd watch this again. Yeah. This Gossick, Ghost of the Shell. Fuck Ghost of the Shell.
You don't like Ghost
not
of the
a fan
Shell.
Of that. I don't know why. I really thought I would have been.
Yeah.
Nah.
I like Ghost in the Shell, so. And I like Gossick, too, though.
It was okay.
I like the Sherlock Holmes style of it, so I would probably go and I'd probably put this last for me.
Really?
Yeah. Only because there's nothing to it. It's funny, but
it's
true.
You wouldn't want to rewatch this,
no,
to be fair.
Because all the shock value's gone.
Yeah.
So that's why I would.
Yeah, you might catch some of the smaller jokes.
Maybe. So, yeah, that's why I really like Ghost in the Shell. And then Gossick was at least a story that, you know, you could watch through and go through and, like, pick up on the mysteries that you missed hit beforehand.
It was pretty obvious. Like, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah, like, there's, like, two of them that I didn't get, but you know, someone who doesn't get into mysteries, yeah, who would go back through, it's like, oh yeah, they probably could be able to do it. But yeah, this is good for a one-time watch through but that's about it.
All right, time to spin the category H.
I suppose it is.
Just looking at the list real quick, there's one called Hakugai. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Legend of the Moby Dick. I want that.
Why? It's just going to be a Moby Dick about whales.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be. It's going to probably be based on the book.
Oh, we skipped right past Helsing. Hunter x Hunter? No. Damn it. Oh, we got it! How is that possible? Hakugai, Legend of the Moby Dick. Oh my god. There's like 80 things in H.
You just jinxed us. Thanks.
let's click on it real quick. Yeah. See how terrible it's going to be.
Oh god.
Oh man, I hope it's not a lot of episodes. I'm gonna be really upset if it's not a lot of episodes. H-A-G?
I think it was H-U.
It was Ha.
No.
I probably shouldn't have. No, yeah, it was H-A-G.
Okay.
H-A-K. 13 episodes. All right,
but
so
it's
bad.
F***ing Moby Dick in space, it looks like.
It's gonna be terrible.
It's going to be very bad.
In the age of interstellar travel, there arises a need to salvage the abandoned starships that float through space. The people who take on the dangerous jobs are known as whale hunters, and they are thought of as heroes. The most respected of all of them is Captain Ahab of the Nantucket Nebula. Because of his stellar reputation, he is sought out by a young man named Lucky, who learns that his plan is stated for destruction by the interplanetary government. Ahab may take some convincing, but he could be the only one with the skills to stop the government's mysterious new weapon, the Moby Dick, from turning an entire world into dust.
Just call me Ishmael.
Space Moby Dick. They fucking called him Ahab. Of the Nantucket.
I actually read this book in high school.
Yeah?
And I thought I liked it. And in recent years, I listened to the audiobook, and I fucking hate the book. It is terrible. There's a whole chapter just about a preacher preaching, and it is... Ooh. It is so... Herman Melville, I don't know why he's renowned as a good writer, because he is not. It is bad, this book.
Well, maybe for its time.
Oh, and obviously. But I didn't like it the second time around. I hated it. So Moby Dick, I'm not looking. I'm not looking forward to it. Honestly,
there was a couple good ones in there. I can't believe we got Moby Dick.
There is a lot of good ones in there. Honestly,
I'm gonna do that next time. Just call it the one I want to get.
there was Hunter X Hunter was in there. Helsing was in there. High School of the Dead was in there. Yeah. There was a lot of good stuff in there we could have got.
All right, guys. Next episode, Hawker Grid.
I would have something. Glitch
in the Moby Dick.
I would have rather watched the second season of the Tom Mori Princess.
Fuck, no, I wouldn't have.
I would have.
I'm happy watching this.
Bye.
For now. See you guys.